You poor dumb man. I remember the night Michael and I married. My new husband decided we needed to go shopping and cook a meal before we went to bed. I had no idea how much money he made or how much he had for our honeymoon. Money had never been an issue in my life. Yet here we were at the grocery store at 10 p.m. on Sunday night, having been married for less than an hour, when I first felt the critical spirit rise within me. He was picking out ground beef and was about to pay a very high price. I tried to reason with him. Don't you think that is priced too high, and wouldn't it be better to buy a cheaper priced meat? He was 25 years old and had never had a woman question him about how he was spending his money. And I will never forget the bewildered look on his face. It was as if he were trying to remember who I was and why he had put himself into a position to be criticized. I must have sounded as though I was patronizing him, speaking to him as if he were a stupid kid, because that is how I felt about what he was doing. I was suddenly shocked at my attitude. What right did I have to treat him like a stupid jerk? How did I know how much money he had? I wasn't even his wife yet in the biblical sense, and here I was thinking, you stupid nincompoop, I wouldn't spend my money like that. Satan hadn't even given me a chance to get properly bedded before he introduced himself to me, just as he did to Eve, and I, like my big sister Eve, fell for his line. I was amazed at my critical spirit. There, standing at that meat counter, I made up my mind I would not allow this to be the story of my life. I would learn to be a woman of God, regardless of what my husband bought or how dumb he seemed to be in the way he spent money.